You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Grab a racket and hit the pickleball court. Who will win?
We're going to shock the world.
I think we're real underdogs in this.
My life is going to be like Rocky in the Russian training montage. I'm going to be having egg yolks. I'm going to find hills and just run up them. And let's be fair, there are no Drago here. All right, if we just do what we need to do, I think we're going to wind up being okay.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg. On 98.7 ESPN.
And if you remember, Drago was a drug abuser.
He was heavily
heavily
medicated.
He was doping.
Yeah, PEDs.
He was ahead of his time.
You want me to get you PEDs?
Nope.
Why?
Because I don't want it.
There's no testing.
I don't want it and I don't need it.
We should have some kind of sponsor, like Celsius, or someone should sponsor us for energy.
That
it's amazing.
Nice.
I have a Celsius every single day, and not one time would you think that sales was like, hey, you drink Celsius every single day? Maybe we should call Celsius.
That would be nice.
It'd be great.
I would like to be sponsored by an energy drink. I'm not gonna put illegals inside here.
No, that body's a temple. You don't want to mess around with that.
Well, you see the way I treat my body, egg whites and tomato, and no, I'm not going to. I refuse to do anything like that.
No, it starts today. It starts today. March 29th is when it starts.
That's right.
The regimen.
I did enjoy myself on vacation, but I needed to.
How good did the body feel, though, in that nice, warm, moist weather?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I like going to the parks up to an extent. You go to a park and you walk around and you look at your, like Sherry had her Fitbit on. We walked like 22,000 steps. Like, you don't feel great after that. Your feet hurt. You're exhausted. It's not a great feeling.
No. I'm not saying the exercise and walking involved with it. I'm just saying when you wake up in the morning.
Wake up in that nice moist heat.
Yeah. You leave just like it's cold and rainy in New York and you get down and it's just, oh. Body feels so good.
We left on last Saturday, and it was like a monstrosity of weather. It was flooding, and it was a disaster. We returned yesterday, same exact weather.
Right.
Was it like that the whole time in between?
No, there were a couple days, but there was a lot of rain.
Ugh.
Not been great.
So think about this now. Think about what you have today on the docket, right? So you have the Mets this afternoon. Quintana on the mound. Was it a 135 first pitch for the Mets?
I believe you might be right.
Yeah, it's either 110 or 135. I have to look that up. But regardless of that, you got the Mets this afternoon. 140 first pitch, right? So they'll do all the pomp and circumstance. And the Mets will take the field. And, you know, I was thinking over this time that I was away, it's like, I'm not overly optimistic about the Mets, but I don't have this, you know, the end is near either. Like, I think they could be a pretty decent baseball team.
No, I think the lineup's good. I think the lineup's good.
And I think the bullpen is going to be really good.
The question is, I mean, yes, I agree with you, but if you continually go to the bullpen, at what point do you just wear them out?
It's a fair question. But is there a chance maybe that the starting rotation gives you more than you anticipate?
Maybe. I mean, they were good in the spring, but, I mean, take that for what you want. It's the spring. I mean, you're taking low-risk, high-reward flyers on a couple guys.
Right. No, listen, I get it. I totally get it. So we have the Mets and the Brewers 140 today. You watch that game, and by the way, a buddy of mine texted me this yesterday. He's so right. The best thing that baseball has done in God knows how long is make this pace of play move quickly. I mean, it is so good. Game's ended 2 hours and 15 minutes now.
So much better. I'm actually having an easier time getting my son to watch baseball with me because it's...
Well, because it's easier to watch it because it moves.
Yeah, which is nice. especially because we watch every single one of these games.
So you got the Mets this afternoon, and then tonight the college basketball starts, you know, right after 7 o'clock. You have four games, boom, 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 boom. And then you have the Knicks, and then you have the Yankees.
I was telling RJ before the show that last night was the first time watching college basketball in a long time where I wanted to take the TV and smash it off the ground.
Did you have Arizona to win the whole thing?
No. I had UConn winning the whole thing, okay. But I had Arizona winning that game. And watching them just hoist up threes got me so mad.
Really?
Ugh. It's like, no, because they had, I mean, every time they got the ball inside, they got a chance to score, they got fouled. And yet, I mean, it was like over almost 7 minutes left, and they're just hucking up threes and missing.
But RJ had them to win the whole thing, I believe. Is that accurate, RJ? You had Arizona to win the entire tournament?
That depends. Which sheet are you looking at? Maybe.
What sheet do you think I would look at? The one in my pool?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but if we're talking about the Dan Grassaway doing things, maybe I didn't.
You know, are you really going to pay credence to his nonsense?
No, I had Arizona, and I lose.
I think Dan's biggest criticism of you in your pool was, I think it started because you invited him late. There's some hard feelings there.
What a baby.
And then he brought up that in the pools that he's in, the person that runs the pool usually posts their bracket can see.
What we've always done, we've done it this way, and then when it gets to the Final Four, we come out with the scenarios of who could potentially win. And it's not like we're winning every year or any year.
No, I trust you. I have no problem with how you run the bracket. And then the little funny quips.
I mean, if you want me to tell you who I have and Sherry has, I have Houston winning the whole thing. She has UConn winning the whole thing. She has Duke to the Final Four.
Yeah, so she could be in trouble. That's fine. I mean, it happens fast.
It happens
it
real
could
fast.
Could be in great shape,
she
and all of a sudden you're not.
She was in great shape. She was in first place. She had Iowa State last night, and boom, now she's in like third or fourth.
You and Sherry think about maybe on the plane ride back getting a little something going on in the airplane?
I got to tell you.
A little something.
If you're able to get something going on with the airplanes nowadays, you should get like a Hollywood, you know, on the walk, like kind of a star thing. The planes are so disgusting.
Nice spacious bathroom.
Oh, I had to go to the bathroom. I'm standing back there. I'm being bounced all over the place because there's a guy in there. I thought he might have died in the bathroom. He was in there for like 15 minutes. He comes out of the bathroom. I go into the bathroom. And you know that story you tell about the restaurant where you went in and things didn't go well?
Yeah, I didn't make it to the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah. I now have to deal with that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I don't even know that I could perform like that on a plane, to be honest.
No, that's going to definitely limit your opportunity.
Oh, and it's like the plane, you know, they're like, the plane will be in 15 minutes. We'll board the plane in 20 minutes. What kind of cleaning procedure is happening here?
So wait, was there a person before you, or this is just...
There was a person before me, and I said to
him... Did you see this person?
Oh, I saw him, and I knew it was going to be trouble, because he was an older gentleman. I said, listen, I got to go real quick. I'll be at 20 seconds. Can I... No, I have to go. I said, that's fine. I understand. He goes in there. I'm not exaggerating. 15 minutes later, he comes out like he'd just been to a war. And he comes like the shirt is untucked. And I mean, I was like, oh God. And yeah. And I go in there. I'm like, oh, he left treats. Yes. That's what I have to do with them.
Just on the back of the toilet bowl, I bet.
It was awful. Honestly, I can't. I don't even like to think about it.
That's horrifying. That's actually horrifying.
And there were two bathrooms. Ugh. He was in there for 15 minutes. The person was in the other bathroom. I never even saw. That person never even came out of the bathroom.
That's tough.
Oh God. Ugh. And that's, I even said one. to the what do you, the
flight
airline
attendant.
Flight attendant. I said, what do you think's happening there? She's like, nothing good.
There's nothing good that's happening.
Nothing
there right now.
Good is happening. She goes, there's a bathroom in the front. I said, do you know what it would take for me to get from the very back of this plane all the way to the front with this turbulence? I said, I could be sitting in someone's lap.
The front one might have been worse, too.
You don't know. You don't know. So you say, did things happen on the plane in that way? I don't know that I could even perform, to be honest with you.
Well, listen, if Sherry had the boots on, it doesn't matter where it's at. I'm just asking, maybe that was the... You're all hopped up on pills that maybe you got a little feisty.
No.
Because I used to take Ambien. I used to get real feisty.
Oh, I take Ativan. I don't know what's happening.
That's why she said half a pill.
Yeah, well, no, I know why she said it, but I feel more comfortable on the one pill.
You told you took the whole pill.
Yeah, well, I'm not playing games. I'm taking the whole pill.
Yeah, but what are you functional?
And then,
by the
and then I'm
time
the guy who's
the
I have my headphones in, and she's like, "What do you think about this?" I'm like, "What?" She's like, "You're yelling across the whole plane."
I'd like to actually see you on that.
Oh, event. It is unbelievable.
That'd be a treat.
I've gone with friends that like you can't even imagine what it's like.
Are you functional when you get off the plane? Can you walk to baggage claim?
Yeah, I can walk to baggage claim. Okay. Well, cuz when I take two, which I've done in the past, that's when things get really spicy.
Refresh my memory. What's the base reason you take these again? Like you just can't handle it?
I don't like flying. I have a terrible phobia, fear of flying. Yes.
Seems like a convenient excuse for him to do some drugs.
No, I'm not. No,
what it sounds like.
No,
listen, I'm not there. I can't pass judgment.
I mean, there is a checkered past.
I've purchased marijuana in the past.
Oh.
You know, once built my own bong.
Oh.
Have you done crack?
I see.
I was high on mushrooms. Oh. How do you have this labeled on the screen, by the way? Like Dave's drug abuse.
Dave's drug
page. Like, how, RJ, honestly, how is that listed
on the
screen?
It's actually called Dave's drug smorgasbord. Yes.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we have a play sheet here. It's like what you see, like Andy Reid holding over his face, like
right. But how is it? How do you get to that quickly? What is it labeled as?
We have so many drops on this one page, and like everything has its own little section, so you could try to find things as easily as you can.
That's like the Dave drug personnel. Like we have personnel groupings.
Right.
Like you have like your
so
one.
You had to go three tight ends.
Yeah. Like this.
This is the Dave drug package. Yes.
Yeah. I have the Dave animal package. I have the Dave the fornication package.
The fornication!
I go on OnlyFans. You watch?
I'd be like a sexual camel.
Find me on OnlyFans.
Are you a floozy?
There's a Dave yelling section.
Does he have ED?
Oh, give me all your money!
Clever, look at us! I got the phone lines lit up. I got bananas thrown in my face. My thing is now called RJ. Something's got
to
give.
Yeah, we have you pretending to be other people.
I'm Brad Sham here, Cowboys announcer. Look at that, Eli Manning. Now I'm Merrill Reese. Oh my God, he continues to just beat over and over and over my Philadelphia Eagles. Kenny Albert here. I wrote a book. Look at me. Don's in the forward. Look at that.
Got yeah. The name section.
Just Yarkin.
Falarin Belugin.
Mark Lewinsky. Jan Blachowicz. No. Jan Blachowicz.
We're very organized.
You guys really are good.
Jan Blachowicz.
I've never heard of him. How would I know?
The school package.
Help.
How about the school package?
Sam Houston State. Hammers. Latorno. Lawarno. Or Lashorno. Nazareth Tabone. Earl Ham. Boogaloo.
Should have taken Boogaloo over Arizona.
They might have beaten him. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Hi, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellows. Good morning, loyal listeners. So overreaction from day one always happens in baseball. So when I called yesterday asking about the top three players, Ricky's response for Soto was his defense, and look what happened yesterday. So overreaction, tongue-in-cheek, is that he's going to win a gold glove this year. But no, but for real, you could see the difference he made in that lineup and in that team yesterday, and they did. They looked like a different team in their approach at the plate. No, but what drove me nuts, I'm not a Yankees fan, right? But what drove me nuts was ball hit to the outfield and get one base. There was like one to first to third one time, but it was just one base, one base, one base. And so I don't know if they got enough speed once they get on the base pass, but they're definitely going to be on the base pass more this year. So just wanted to throw that overreaction out there. You guys have a great weekend. And by the way, Dan is not Dave, but he is no slouch. I think he brings a different element, and I won't ever stop laughing at the horse whistler. So you guys have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later.
That was nice. So that was just positive all around from Wes.
Yeah, Wes is a good call. Wes is, I mean, he gets his point across real concise. I mean, he knows what he wants to talk about. At some points during the 4 days, though, there were times when the three of us were like, oh my God, Dan's sitting in Dave's chair. He's kind of becoming Dave.
What do you mean?
Like all of a sudden he's asked, like he would just ask follow-up questions. He's asking himself questions. Like at one point, RJ, when was it he started asking about Tom Benson Stadium?
I've got one for you.
Canton, Ohio. Is it Tom Benson Stadium or did they rename it? I think it's still Tom Benson Stadium. I know they added a lot of seats.
I love
to
when
it.
You ask yourself questions. Full conversation with himself.
Mm-hmm.
I know they added a lot of seats.
Yeah, but that didn't really impact the name of the stadium.
He did a great West Coast Open, I got to tell you.
Really? Well, you guys did a Thursday West Coast Open?
Yeah, it's his thing now. He says Edison and then his West Coast Open.
Wait, so Thursday, lead of the show, 6 o'clock, there's no open now?
No, open. We did double open.
Yeah, we had a double open.
Yeah.
This is the monster we've created.
That's nice.
Yeah, if you don't have to do the opens, it's nice.
Well, which I don't. But I have, please, trust me, I got a lot of heavy lifting on the show.
You do. And you know how much I miss you. How much
I love
you.
Let's break. We'll come back. Again, it's a great day in New York sports. You have the Mets. You have the Yankees. You have the Knicks. You have the college basketball. I mean, it's all happening. You can lock yourself away in your home from like 1 o'clock all the way till midnight, and you will just be ensconced in New York sports. 1-800-919-3776. Little NFL, little NBA, some hockey, more baseball. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back, and there's no better place to get in on all the NBA, all the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers can start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 you can use to bet on money lines, totals, strikeouts, homers, you name it, or combine your bets in a same-game parlay for a chance at an even bigger payout, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Just visit FanDuel.com/Rick to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Major League Baseball predictions a little bit later on in the show. And I'm impressed with you. It doesn't feel like you have great strife going on right now. It feels like you are locked in and you're welcoming this little wager and this fun moment on the show.
Well, I like to compete. So now that we actually were competing for something, and it's going to benefit all of us because we'll have dinner together, which I love. I mean, and it's also, I put some time, some work, and I'm not, I don't have that anxiety because it's not like I'm trying to do the picks now. They're done.
The picks are done.
Picks are done. That's nothing nice. I can do now.
No. Did you talk to Grasa on the picks?
I spoke to Grasa. I spoke to Raymond.
Okay.
I've consulted some other people outside of the team.
Really?
Yep.
Brian?
A couple people at the grocery store. I spoke with Brian.
So is this really true? Were you like you're shopping for watermelon? You're like, excuse me, madam, who do you like in the AL West?
No. I'm not going to interrupt somebody as they're shopping for fruit. Like, if there's somebody that I see that looks like a potential baseball fan, I'm like, hey, so what do you think?
So what?
The old lady in the checkout line, the Ethel, who's running the lane,
right? Like,
what, Ethel, what are your thoughts on?
So you're walking the aisles of Stop and Shop, and now you're picking out people you think look like they're knowledgeable about baseball.
Well, not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the grocery store. It could be like the other day when I was at Dick's, and I saw someone that had what team did he have on? It was St. Louis. He had a St. Louis Cardinals hat on. I was like, oh, that's interesting. St. Louis Cardinals hat. Must be a fan. So I said, hey, big time St. Louis Cardinals fan. He said, I am. So what do you think about your team? You guys going to make the playoffs? So I was getting his because he's paying attention to every pitch.
So it's like you went to a beat reporter within the Cardinals.
Right. Exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Pick up the phone, call Doc. What do you think of the Rays? This is what I'm doing.
That's good work.
Just gathering information.
That's good work. What did the Cardinals fan say?
Doesn't have high hopes.
No.
No.
I wouldn't think he would. They got beat up by the Dodgers yesterday, huh?
They did. He watches every game, though. I'll give him credit. Every pitch of every game. Loved it.
The Cardinals fan?
Yeah. Told me every pitch, every game he watches.
That's a big-time fan.
It's a big-time fan.
How many games do you think you'll watch? Like, being serious now. Mets play 162. Live, not on tape, live, as it's going on, how many games do you think you watch?
Ooh. I would say probably live, not taped, 100 and probably 150.
RJ, how many Yankees games, that's your team, would you say you watch?
We're just talking like, how much do you watch to get the benefit of the doubt? Like more
you
than
have to watch more than
six
half
innings?
The game.
Okay, six innings or more. I'd say 125 to 130.
Okay. How many, but of the 40-ish, 35 to 40 you're going to miss, are you following it on your phone? Are you watching it at a restaurant where you can kind of put the phone up on the table? Like those other 30 games, are you involved in them, or are there 30 games where you don't even know what happened?
No, I'm never blacked out from the games, and I always read about them after. I'd say typically on weekends it gets a little tougher, Friday nights, weekends, things like that. But yeah, I mean, if you time it right, you go to a place that has a game on. But I always get the alerts. ESPN does a nice job sending out every three innings. You get the alerts, and you can always check it on your phone and stuff like that.
Do you ever get the from Ange, like, come on, RJ, I want to go out. I have a nice dinner with you, and I don't want the Yankees to be standing in our way.
This may surprise you. Not as much about baseball. I got it yesterday, though.
What happened yesterday?
Because she's like, college basketball's back already? We did this all weekend last
weekend.
What do
you mean back already?
Yeah, that's what I told her.
It's a three-week run. That's it.
That's what I told her. No, but I mean, off the 4 days last week. I said, look, they took a break. They're back. What do you want from me?
So she was annoyed by this.
Yeah, she's like, I told her, I go, this actually works out beautifully for you. She's like, why? I go,
this is a blessing for you, Ange.
I go, you're off tomorrow, which is today. And she said, well, how does that benefit me? I go, you get to stay up and watch all the late games. She didn't find that as amusing as you.
Really? That's good work by you.
That's great work by you. I mean, you just stepped right in it, Ange. How? You can stay up late and watch all of Illinois and Iowa State.
And then she insulted me because she knows that I had Arizona, and she's like, well, that's what you get for just picking all the high teams. They're not all going to win. I was like, thanks, Ange.
Wow. Well, where's her sheet?
That's what I told her.
Yeah.
I go,
she realizes there's money at stake, right?
Yeah, that's what I told her. She's like, I don't know enough to gamble on it. I go, well, until then, you have no commentary.
Do you know who wins? Like the people that win, they're like, oh, I like the sound of that school.
Yeah, but they still win. Who cares?
Right, but I'm saying she could easily join and potentially win this.
Yeah, thing. Right. Just have her. I mean, maybe it's to your benefit. Have her run through the bracket.
Right. Sure, give me that team to win the whole thing. And then she wins, and then you guys are rich.
I can't believe Arizona just... I think they're still missing threes.
I was so angry last night watching that game.
How angry were you getting, RJ? Do you get legitimately angry?
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to, like, throw anything or yell at the TV, but I was to the point
something
where...
Something I can't envision.
No, I don't really have that in me anymore, but I get very quiet because here's the problem, too, and you get this in March Madness, especially with the fifth year that a lot of guys got because of the COVID year that they got. So you have, like, you know, 23-year-old guys in this tournament, and Clemson has plenty of those guys, and you're watching them just destroy you, you being the bracket, me being Arizona, and then they'd have, like Rick said, like a four-second possession where they just, you know, hoist a 26-footer. It's like, guys, I think you can get to the rim. You know, you're getting fouled every 4 seconds.
Yeah, they didn't want to hear that.
I'm sorry you had to endure that yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, when you watch the difference between most of these teams and then UConn and the
That's
way that...
awesome.
Well, the way that they execute, it's a, and they're a different level. I think they're... Their point differential in the tournament this year, I think, is almost 30 points, like 28
last
something.
Last night, for moments, was the first time they trailed in the tournament. I mean, they are running through teams. I think they were double-digit favorites heading into the game last night.
They 11 and a half, I think the spread was.
They mauled San Diego State. They play Illinois, who's a top 10-ish team. They're favored by, I think, 9 points on Saturday. They are unbelievable. It would be... Watching them play, it would be a shock if they didn't win again right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's go to Carl in Queens. Say good morning. Hey, Carl, you're on 98.7.
Rick, Dave, why don't you just have a normal alcoholic beverage before a flight instead of taking drugs like a normal person?
Well, first of all, I don't think taking like an Ativan or anything like that is abnormal, and I don't want to be forced into taking alcohol, and then you can dehydrate.
Taking alcohol, whatever. So just to keep the degenerate conversation going, is there going to be any money line odds, maybe some prop bets for this pickleball game? You know, we have Anita Marks and Dave Rothenberg on each side.
We could do that. I mean, I think right now that from what I've been told that the team of Anita and Amani is
heavy favorites.
Heavy favorites.
I think they're heavy. Carl, yeah, I think they're like -300. Yep.
Take my money, guys. Who's the bookie? Let me call Shohei. But let me swing it.
I still don't believe a word of that story, by the way, Dave.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It does. He was betting. No, Rick, I think he was 100% betting. But the two seed. I think the thing that it's the home court advantage because give us. Literally, guys, besides Boston, give me anyone besides Boston if we have home court advantage. And by the way, I brought up the two seed a couple of weeks ago. Good to hear Dave being on that train now. And if OG guys doesn't play against OKC, I'm going to be actually very worried now about him. Might as well just sit him into the playoffs now, Rick.
Well, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit him. I would like to have both those guys back.
So then when is he going to play?
Well, dude, they're playing. They've been playing bad teams, so they haven't needed him. And maybe that's
right.
And so maybe what you're saying is right. When all of a sudden now you're playing OKC and he's still not back, there's a reason to be concerned. But, I mean, unless they're lying, they said that the MRI came back clean. And he just was dealing with some inflammation and some pain. That I would think by now they've made some strides toward getting that better at this point.
The whole thing is.
And is the roast here today or no?
Yep,
yeah,
of course.
Here.
Friday,
of
baby.
Course.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Have a good weekend, boys.
Thank you, Carl. Yep. Roast is just moments away in about 15 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Well, the fact that you're doing the work now when we have the picks in less than an hour is crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Is it crazy or is it on brand?
Definitely
well,
on
less
brand,
for
I still
RJ,
think it's
more
crazy.
For Dave.
Yeah, I don't even know what roast I'm going with yet.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
I mean, could you prepare for the show a little bit?
I'm prepared for the show consistently.
Like just a little
I think part of my preparation is not being overly prepared on every topic, and sometimes you just kind of take it as it comes along.
Yeah, but this isn't really a topic that we're talking about. This is the picks that, I mean, we knew were happening Friday.
Yeah, but when were RJ and I going to spend time to discuss it? When I was in Florida by the pool?
I don't know. You have that thing in your hand right now that doesn't leave your side except when you forget it on the kitchen table, that phone that you have?
Yeah, I do. I have a phone.
You're right. Text message.
Well, you want me to be completely talk. Honest with you? I had very little remembrance that we were doing the picks.
Okay, so you should have just said that. It wasn't like, I mean, you didn't remember, and now you're
sitting here. I didn't
remember
until I saw RJ's rundown yesterday, and then I was like, oh, that's right, the picks.
Okay.
But I like what we're doing.
All right. Well, good. Hopefully it works out for you.
No, you don't mean that.
No, I know. You're right.
So why would you say that?
I hope your picks stink.
What, do you hope they stink, or do you hope that yours are just a little better than ours?
I think I'm hoping that our picks are great.
We know you hope your picks are great, and that would make sense. But are you hoping your picks are great and our picks stink, or your picks are great and our picks are good, but just not as good as yours?
I think it's probably better for the show if my picks are really good and yours are also good, but mine are better.
Yes, I think that
you guys being terrible is not great.
Leads us to have some credibility, not the same as you and your produce people at the Stop and Shop, but some credibility, right?
Don't be nasty about my people. Like, these people are smart people that pay very close attention to their favorite teams.
How do you know that he really knows? Like, you're asking someone because he's wearing a hat. RJ, you and I, with our picks, we're not finding people that are wearing hats and saying, are you a big fan of this team?
We're taking two different approaches to offense here. One is the running gun. One is the 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We'll see which one prevails. One has been preparing, you know, minute to minute by the week, and one forgot we were doing this. So,
yeah, you guys are like Nathaniel Hackett, and I'm like Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going back, I'm watching high school film to see if there's any new innovative plays that I can run with Patrick
Mahomes.
What
would you say the odds are if like a FanDuel or an ESPN bet or one of these beauties were to come out with some kind of an odd system on this? Who do you think is the favorite team? The Grossa Santiago DiPietro or the Winthrop Santillo Rothenberg trio?
I think it's close. I think we're slight underdogs.
Why would you say underdogs?
Well, because I think you have two guys on your team that are heavily invested in fantasy baseball. So we're really paying attention to all the inner workings of what's happening.
That's right.
And Raymond couldn't care less. I don't do fantasy baseball because it's too much work. And then we got Dan, who is pretty much on top of all of it.
That's nice.
So I think it's a nice mix.
It is a nice mix. Let's get to some of the calls, then we'll do the morning roast. Then, of course, we have the picks. We'll react to those a little bit later as well. Yankees, big win last night. You know who else had a big win last night? Rangers, big win. Tommy, Connecticut, wants to talk about it. Good morning, Tom.
What's up, boys? How are we doing this morning?
Great.
Just want to talk. Obviously, we're coming down to the long stretch that we got, about 9 games left. But how good is Artemi Panarin? This guy just impresses me more and more. His ability to shoot the puck, you know, obviously big shootout goal last night. But seeing the joy in Trocheck's face after he got the game winner, hockey is just awesome.
Tommy, let's take a second. As good as Artemi Panarin is, and he's one of the best players in the sport, let's also talk about how good Vincent Trocheck has been
for
you guys.
Yes,
awesome.
I mean, he's been unbelievable for you guys.
Ricky, real quick, before you guys hang up on me, how good is Nathan MacKinnon?
He's right there for the MVP
this incredible.
Season. He had a 35-game home point streak that you guys ruined last night. 35 straight games at home, he had a point.
You know, and thanks for the call, Tommy. Going into that game, I kind of felt like, I'll be honest, I didn't think the Rangers were going to win that game. I just thought that they'd been playing so well and found that magical win over Philadelphia, and they were going to go out there and they were going to lose, and I was kind of had accepted that. And then they were toe-to-toe with Colorado, and Colorado scores the goal late second period. Rangers come out, tie it, take the lead, lose the lead, and then, you know, have their chance and then win it in a shootout. It's just like there's nothing this team can't do right now. They are playing that level of hockey heading into the postseason.
Right, and they've been doing this recently. I mean, it's good to get Lindgren back, but you've had no Trouba.
Right.
Right.
He'll be back soon.
He'll be back soon. I think the scary part of this team that I'm sure teams will be paying attention to is that you get into some of these series, you have or should have the advantage in net. When Igor plays the way that Igor is capable of playing, he's one of the best in the NHL. So you have that. I think what's important about these couple wins is you're also now, I mean, getting at this point of the season, there's some litmus test games. Like, we're going to play some teams that are playoff teams that have a real chance to compete for a Stanley Cup. How do we stack up? Like, Florida's going to be one of those teams. Boston has the potential to be there. Colorado is one of the teams in the West.
Beat them.
So, I think when we finally get to the postseason, and we were talking about this over the last couple days, is you don't necessarily want to win the President's Trophy because it hasn't really worked out for teams that have won the President's Trophy. But I think as a Rangers fan, you probably would like to avoid having to play Tampa in the first round.
So right now, Rangers have 102 points, which is 3 points more than Boston. And the Rangers have a game in hand and 5 points more than Florida. And God, Carolina will never go away. They won again last night, helping the Islanders by beating Detroit. They have 99 points. The 8th spot is currently Washington. So if we were to end today, the Rangers would take on Washington in a 7-game series, while Boston would take on Tampa Bay.
That would be a series I would fully expect you to win versus Washington.
They should win. Detroit, 79 points, and then the Islanders, 77 points. Now, the Islanders do have a game in hand on Detroit, but the Islanders have made this very difficult on themselves now.
Right. Well, they also had the benefit last night of Detroit losing and Washington losing.
Correct.
But
and they won.
And they win. Yeah. Huge win for them last night against a good Florida team.
But
the best case scenario for the Rangers is Dallas, whoever it ends up being, ends up winning the President's Trophy. You finish with the most points in the East, and then you play if it's Washington or if it's the Islanders or Detroit in the first round.
Yeah, I'd prefer not the Islanders just because that series will be, weird things happen when the Islanders play the Rangers. And if the Rangers were, you know, fighting for the 8th spot, I'd have no issue playing the Islanders. When I'm going to be the 1 potentially, I don't want the Islanders. I don't need to go 7 games with the Islanders, get all worn down. Give me Washington in that series.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, Washington or Detroit.
You see, I know why you say it, but it's like I'm not scared of the President's Trophy.
No, but I mean, listen. I mean, it's something that people are thinking about. We've taken phone calls on it.
On not wanting it?
Well, no. Listen, you want to win as many games as possible. It's just, I mean, it hasn't worked out well for teams that have won the President's Trophy.
Blackhawks, last team to have won the President's Trophy in the Cup, I believe, right?
Yes.
I think that's the case.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Listen, you can't avoid it. If you keep winning, you're going to keep winning. There's nothing you can do about it. You're not going to start throwing games so you don't get the President's Trophy. I'm just saying, in a perfect world, you keep winning, and Dallas ends up winning the President's Trophy.
Now, I had asked you this about, I don't know, a month ago, and your answer was no. I'll ask you again. Do you think the Rangers have a real chance to win the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think it's going to depend. In all honesty, I think it's going to really depend on what Artemi Panarin looks like in the postseason.
Right. Because Panarin in the postseason has been a shell of what he looks like in the regular season.
Right. You can't strictly rely on your power play. And outside of the Panarin line, which is one of the, you know, I have the stat because I wanted to make sure I had it. 5-on-5 scoring this year in the NHL. That line currently is tied for first. 5-on-5 goals by forward lines this season. They are tied for first. Trocheck, Panarin, and Lafreniere, which is great. But everyone after them has struggled 5-on-5, which is a problem. So if I'm on another team, you know exactly what I'm going to go into this game and do. I'm going to be hard as hell on Artemi Panarin, make him get to the dirty areas of the ice and see if he's willing to do it. And if he is, they got a hell of a chance.
So walk me through why I would get a better version this year, Panarin, than I've seen in the postseason the last couple of years.
Just because I think he now understands what it's going to take, I guess. The success of his line how good Trocheck is playing, he plays a big part in this. Because he's kind of the guy, he's the guy that kind of drives that line. As far as the doing all the dirty stuff, puck retrieval, all those things that you need in a good line. And there's also, I mean, he's probably feeling the pressure too. Like, I mean, this is as good a chance as any for them to go on a run. At some point, you got to take advantage of it.
You said you thought Florida was clearly the better team. Are you still buying into that, or have we closed the gap a little bit here?
You probably closed the gap a little bit, but I still think Florida, the way Florida can play once we get into the postseason. Dude, I mean, all these teams, any sport, I don't care what the sport is, you have to have multiple ways to beat teams.
Sure. You do realize that if the season were to end today, we would be seeing Florida-Toronto in the first round?
Yeah, and I told you, I hate how the NHL does it. I hate it. Like, just go 1-8 for me, please.
Of course, go 1-8. I got to have, I mean, listen, Philly's not great, but Florida-Toronto in the first round?
Yeah, I'd rather not have one of those teams out in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Let's go to Danny, Long Island. Say good morning. Hi, Danny.
Good morning, guys. Dave, I used to be a one cocktail guy at the bar before I got on a plane, but my last experience now, I'm going to be like Leonardo DiCaprio when he flew to Sweden. So you do whatever you got to do. Had a near-death experience, and now I'll be so juiced up every time I get on a plane. It'll be
Hang on a second. You had a near-death experience on a plane?
Well, we were landing at West Palm, and we were about – I'm in the window seat over the wing, and I could literally get out and walk at this point. We're this close to landing. The pilot guns the engine, 90-degree straight-up angle. I felt like I was in a space shuttle. People were screaming. Then a hard right turn that you would thought you were in an Indianapolis 500. And about a minute and a half, he levels out, and he gets on the announcement. At this point, I'm calling for the alcohol cart, and he announces sorry about that, folks. It appeared we were about to land on somebody, so we had to go back and reroute and come back again.
Oh dear!
Not what you're looking for.
No,
I mean, I already have a slight fear of flying, claustrophobia type issue. Yep. Not what I was looking for.
Yeah, no, well, I'm glad it worked out, Danny.
If I had gone, I would not have lived long enough to see my drop win in Drop Madness. So I mean, really, thank God I survived to live to see my drop beat Bob Costas, and I live to see another day. But listen, the reason for the call is it's amazing in Major League Baseball in the year 2025, whatever the hell we are now, that
we're
we don't really get the right angle. 2024. We really didn't get the right angle to see that home plate tag yesterday. I mean, with all the cameras, I mean, I think he might have got him, but in this day and age with all the cameras, you don't have a standard elevated camera over the third base line because you didn't get it. I mean, imagine that's like Game 7 of the World Series and you don't really have the right angle. If you're depending on these cameras now to make these calls, you really have to have all the, not that many. You just need a couple. But I'm happy for the Yankee fans that they won, because if you were listening yesterday afternoon, I documented the fact that at 4:45, we had our first dump Soto, we don't need this guy phone call. The Yankee fans down 4-0 had already thrown in the towel on the season, which is the great thing about baseball. And, I'm glad they came back. Nice win. Good way to start the season. And now another beautiful opening day at Citi Field today. About 40 degrees out, no sun in sight. Northeast baseball, gotta love it.
There were, thanks to Cole Denny, I didn't hear it because I was traveling. There were, and by the way, I'm looking at the forecast for today. I got mid-50s, and I have sunny this afternoon.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, well, maybe in 2025 it's going to be.
So, I know it does get windy later stages of the afternoon.
Well, he thought we were in 2025, so maybe in 2025 today's
date. Maybe in 2025 is going to be different weather. There were calls yesterday to the K Show at 4:45 saying dump Soto.
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
I mean, come on, man.
A lot of pressure on this team, man.
A lot of pressure is one thing. Two winning is into a game and you're freaking out already?
I guess. I didn't hear it.
It's embarrassing.
A little bit.
It's embarrassing. Let's go to, this is the most interesting man in the world, Black Belt Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dave. So glad to have you back in the morning. I'm calling you from my stationary bike. I'm actually working out as I talk to you guys.
Nice. Beautiful.
So, just down the road, you ever have a conversation about concussions? I'm your guy to bring in some personal and professional experience.
All right. Well, RJ will make a note of that. And if we're looking for a caller to give us the insight on concussions, we will turn to you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. I wanted to call about the Mets and what my three keys for them exceeding our potential hopes for them, which I think everybody's like, can we get into the playoffs? Maybe win a series? Well, if these three things happen, I think we can do better than that. Number one, Severino has to pitch like an ace. He's capable. Hopefully he's not tipping his pitches.
Is he though, Mark?
Whatever it was. Yeah.
Is he capable of pitching like an ace after what you saw last season?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, people who know better than me seem to think so.
So you think if it was as simple as, hey, we just think he's tipping his pitches, you think the Yankees would have been like, hey, yeah, we're okay. You're good. You can leave.
I don't know. I don't know baseball well enough, but I've seen him pitch like an ace. So I know he has the talent. You know, maybe it's a mental thing. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying if it does happen, it takes the Mets up
yes,
a level.
Yes, if Severino pitches like a number one starter, it will be a huge help for the Mets. All right, that's one. What else you got?
Francisco Alvarez taking the next step. So he's not only a power source, but he gets the batting average up a bit. So we add him with JD on top of Polar Bear. Now we got three big guns in the middle of the lineup.
I got to be honest, I don't worry, and I want the last one from you in a moment. I don't really worry about the Mets offense heading into the season.
No, I'm more concerned about the pitching.
Yeah, I think the starting pitching is where I have my real concerns.
Yeah, and I still don't understand why they wouldn't, after you saw what Jordan Montgomery signed for, why he wouldn't sign Jordan Montgomery. Unless they don't think he's very good. But
It'll never make sense. I would love to actually speak with someone within the organization. Like, why did you not even pick up the phone and call?
Well, I guess they were one of the teams that towards the end were, I guess, interested. But, like, I just don't – if – like, I understood the whole, hey, we don't want to sign J.D. Martinez because he's – you know, the money doesn't make sense and he's strictly a DH. We don't want to take bats away from our young players. We want to find out whether or not they can play. I can buy that. Or this is why we didn't make a big trade is because we're trying to build up our farm system. This was none of that. Jordan Montgomery on a one-year deal, I mean, is not taking away starts from young pitchers. And on top of that, isn't affecting your long-term plans. So one-year deal, yeah, you'll pay, 110% of whatever he signs for. But I was under the impression that money doesn't matter with this.
Well, that's what you're told. And also, why does it have to be a one-year deal? Severino's, correct me if I'm wrong, he's gone after the season, right?
Severino's gone, correct. Quintana is gone after the season.
Okay, so you need pitch. You're going to revamp the entire rotation heading into next year?
Manaea can opt out if he would like.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, and Hauser's going to be a free agent also. They got some young pitchers that they like.
So you're going to have Senga, and then that could be it.
And then that could be it. And then they'll go out and spend a bunch of money on starting pitching.
Right, which I'm fine with. Maybe Soto. If you had Senga and Montgomery to start, and then it was like, all right, now we piece in, two guys free agency, one guy via trade. I don't know. It just feels odd that they wouldn't have been more involved.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.